Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Life, Love, and Wellness with Sandy Rogers Show. I am Sandy Rogers. I'm your hostess for this event, and we've got an extremely special show tonight. We're having our first international guest. Her name is Leslie, and she'll be joining us all the way from the Netherlands, and she calls herself the Awakening Dentist. So thank you for being with us. We're going to get ourselves prepared to receive our international guests. And you know what we do each week is we first get anchored in affirmative reading. And what our message for today is called Learning Value in Your Story. Oftentimes, the only obstacle blocking us from receiving of the vast abundance God has for us is accepting our value and worth. Many have been led to deny their story by hearing keep your business to yourself or similar phrases. Or perhaps you discounted your feelings because you heard things aren't that bad. We hear powerful and amazing sermons, attend top-rated seminars, and yet somehow we feel things just aren't happening. They're not changing in our life. Tell your story to validate your worthiness and open yourself to receive all that God has just for you. Once we own our feelings, whatever they are now or have been in the past, we receive grace. When we know we are whole, complete, and healthy children of God, we can tell our story proudly. We know that God has brought us through to this moment to serve as a blessing to ourselves and others. Our trials, tribulations, and subsequent victories prepared us for who we are today. The past is gone. Thanks, God. Accepting our true nature of goodness, we can fully receive and apply the prosperity lessons we are learning. We say yes to God and ourselves. Go ahead and give yourself liberty to tell your story. You can write it out. You can share it within a safe environment, a loving support group, or a trusted friend. You may even find while sharing that your story is the same as another's. We are each a part of the one family of God. Watch miracles unfold as you lovingly embrace your awesome, wonderful self. And again, that's from my daily inspirational messages, revsandy.wordpress.com. And you can find those on that site, and you can sign up at any time that you would like, and they'll come directly to you each day. So our next order of business is to, wow, I just feel a special connection. I'm sorry. We invoke and we invite the energy and the spirits of our ancestors to be with us. they're heavy in our presence today, and they're so enjoying the work that we're doing. And so we welcome you, ancestors. We welcome you to the presence of our show, energy, and for your love and your support. And we always hold you so deep in our heart, giving thanks, as always, to our ancestors. May they continue to bless us with their presence. Ashe, ashe, ashe. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend, 'cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor, no one's ever gonna keep me down again. Oh yes, I'm wise, but it's wisdom for the pain, if I pay the price, but look how much I gain. If I have to, I can do anything. I am strong,
strong.
I am invincible,
invincible.
I am one. You can bend but never break me, 'cause it only serves to make me more determined to achieve my final goal. And I come back even stronger, not a novice any longer, 'cause you deepen the conviction in my soul. Oh yes, I'm wise, but it's wisdom for the pain, if I pay the price, but look how much I gain.
All right, that's I Am Woman by Helen Reddy. So today's show is the Awakening Dentist with Leslie Van Oostenberg. She will be joining us from the Netherlands. She is a very conscientious dentist, and she's going to talk to us about a new book that she's just released and also her practice of dentistry there in the Netherlands. It's all about life. It's all about love. It's all about wellness.
So welcome to the show, and thank you so much for agreeing to be a guest with us. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I am Leslie Van Oostenbrugge. Just call me Leslie Van O. I'm a human being. I'm a soul having an experience in a body. That's what I am. And what I do is dentistry. I am a dentist. I'm a holistic dentist, and I see teeth as a part of a human being, and I see the human being as part of a teeth of your teeth. So, Sandy, I just told you that I sometimes take half an hour to talk to clients. I want to get to know the new clients, and, you know, the clients I have, I can sometimes talk, you know, 10 to 15 minutes with. I want to get to know them. I want to know why their gums bleed. You know, bleeding gums might be because you're not feeling well, because you're in a bad marriage, because you are, you think you're not worthy. It will all cause a kind of stress, too high a stress level, which will make your gums bleed.
Wow. You saying a bad marriage could cause you dental problems, Leslie?
Yes. Because
wow.
Because when you're in a bad marriage, you have stress all the time. Although sometimes you don't even recognize it because, you know, being in a negative situation is addictive also. People sometimes don't want to get out of negativity because it feels safe.
But it not only affects your mental health, it affects your oral health as well.
Of course, yes, very much. You know, recently I had this client, and she had such bleeding gums, so I sat down with her and talked with her, and within 5 minutes she cried. She cried. And I said, okay, please tell me what's going on. And then she says she has twins in their puberty, and she cannot handle them. You know, she was all stressed and coughing in the chair, and, you know, and I was like, I'm going to put you up straight up, and, you know, let's talk. So I just don't.
Rosa, how
I don't I'm sorry. I don't just
no,
drill and fill.
Yes, drill and fill. I like that. So how long does it take for those gum conditions to show up once a person is in a bad relationship or like with the lady you were just talking about with the young children that she feels she can't take care of?
Well, it might be 2 weeks, might be within 2 weeks. It's
wow.
It's all about the cortisol. The cortisol, which is a hormone and which really restricts your blood vessel walls. And, you know, you might also get high pressure, high blood pressure, and, you know, all sorts of things, not only oral health issues, of course, but, you know, a lot of people know this, but they don't know about the oral health issues you can develop. So my advice can be, you know, go to a healer or go to a acupuncturist or go to a massage therapist or, you know. So then it's not my job to help to drill or do something. Do you know what I mean?
I do. I believe when I first, and I want you guys to know, I've never met Leslie. This is the first time that we've even spoken to each other. It's all been by social media, by Facebook. And so, Leslie, I believe one of the first stories that you posted was about someone that came that needed their dentures adjusted. And instead instead of adjusting the dentures, you sat down and had a talk with her, and it had more to do with long-held negative feelings around her son, and they're not communicating with one another. So I just found that so interesting that those emotional issues, those mental issues can affect our oral health. I had never heard that concept before.
Wow. Well, I'm here to share, and I'm here to, you know, I just want to bring it out into the world, because so many dental treatments have been done unnecessarily. I just cannot, you know, say this enough. This woman, indeed, she was a new client, and the first thing she asked is, can you give me new dentures? She had dentures, upper dentures. And, you know, as I said to you, I sat down with her and I talked with her, and then I found out that she clenched. She's a real clencher. So, and I asked, you know, do you know why you are clenching? And, you know, you have to make people aware of their situation, aware of their behavior. And then she says, yes, I clench. And then I say, well, if I make you a new dentures, then it won't help. It won't stop the clenching. So, you know, it saved her like €600.
Wow.
And then I sent her to a healer, and I saw her recently, and she was doing much better. She had more contact
Good.
With her son, but not like she wanted to yet, but that's also, it's a journey.
Right,
it's her
right.
journey.
You're so passionate about your work. How did you get like that? What make you want to help people from a holistic standpoint with your dentistry?
Because I love all people. I see people as beautiful souls. I'm, you know, in the beginning of my career, I'm different than other dentists. I'm different. I don't do the crowns. I don't do the bridges. I don't do the, I don't add a lot into your mouth. At first, I felt like, I'm not like the other dentists. And I have to be honest, it took me a couple of years to really accept myself as a dentist, the way I work. But, you know, it turns out to be a great way. And my journey, you know, in really liking myself and really knowing that I come from source started like 7 years ago. And I'm describing that in the Time to Rise book, which has been released last December. Once I found out that God or universe or, I don't know, you don't have to call it a name, but something out there maybe, you know, we all come from source. And I started to study this a lot of years ago. And the funny thing is that finally it totally resonated with me. I hope I'm clear.
You're very clear. Very clear. Very.
Everybody.
You brought up the book.
I'm sorry. Well, everybody
no,
is love. Everybody is love. Everybody is love. Everybody is good in their souls. All else is just added. It's just added by your own beliefs. Okay?
Well, when we start from... when we start from a place of love, that makes everybody the same and everybody equal. That's a beautiful methodology that you have going into this.
Yes.
Yes.
I am.
Well, you brought
a privilege. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I am Every day I see, I feel that I am privileged to work in your mouth. I mean, clients are laying there in the chair and let me do work. Of course I have to do work. Of course I have to do a filling, right?
Right.
But I'm privileged. I'm privileged to work in this area. I'm not just somebody who, you know, who puts you down and who does wild things in your mouth. I'm delicate. So that's me.
Your dentistry should be very popular there in the Netherlands. You are so compassionate and so what people need, especially, you know, when you're talking about going into your mouth and into the orifice that satisfies the whole rest of your body, you know. And I just know that I've had some dentists, and they were not even gentle, you know, let alone being as compassionate as you are about your work and, you know, wanting to make sure that they got to know me before they started drilling or pulling stuff out. You know, it was just, it was a business for them. And so, you know, they performed the work, and that was all. They were never looking for, you know, like a meeting ground for us to, you know, get to know each other on. So I really like how you have stated that this morning, and I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Tell us about the book. You brought it up earlier, Time to Rise. Tell us what that's about.
Well, the book Time to Rise, it presents 29 inspiring tales of people from various backgrounds and cultures who didn't let tragedy and defeat hold them back. So all of us, you know, had some kind of journey, and we all apparently didn't see problems as problems, but as encouragements. So Andrea Pennington got us all together, and here's this book. And it states that life isn't about avoiding the uncomfortable. It's about meeting these challenges. So, it's a book of 29 authors, all telling their very, very, very inspiring stories.
And what's your story, Leslie?
My story in Time to Rise is how I grew up and become this very aware woman coming from a youth in which parents told me, who do you think you are? And I created this own negative belief, so I thought it was true. I thought it was the truth. And, you know, I got my, I finished my dental school with honors, and I also studied physical therapy, and I finished with honors, and still I was like, who am I? Who am I? I'm worth nothing. I'm nothing. And gradually, when I discovered I come from source and all else is added, and we create our own experiences and beliefs, I was able to turn this everything around, my life around. When I first started my new business, I created my own new office like 9 years ago. I divorced my dentist colleague. Job-wise. And I was dragged to court a few times because she didn't like me for that. And I got in a financial not so good situation. I was almost bankrupt. But then I was able to turn this whole fact around. And that's what I'm writing about in Time to Rise, to how you create your own life by changing your beliefs, by changing your thoughts. And how I did this, it's in Time to Rise. You can read it.
So is that book out currently? Is it printed and ready for distribution? Can we order it? Okay.
Yes, you can order it through Amazon, and you can order it through my website, but my website is currently, they are building it. It will be an amazing website, and I can offer you a lot of dental and oral health care. Advice? I'm sorry. I just had to,
okay.
I had to find the word. And
No, you're perfect.
So on Amazon and later on through my website.
And that's going to be the
Awakening. Yes, www.awakeningdentist.com.
Great.
You can also send me an email at leslie@theawakeningdentist.com. And you can also contact me through Facebook page, Leslie van Oostenbrugge, The Awakening Dentist. It's a nice last name for all you American people, right?
I did take a stab at pronouncing it earlier, and I got pretty close.
Yes. You were doing great.
It's a beautiful name. It's a beautiful name. And so, you know, it's you didn't hear the very beginning of the show, but I read I do daily inspirational messages, and I quoted one of my blogs called Relearning Value in Your Story. And the same thing that you were saying, that you were raised up with parents said, who do you think you are, and feeling worthlessness, was some of the things that I talked about in that particular article. So it's interesting how the universe or God or love, you know, just make sure that everything's in sync around the topic and supports the speaker. And this happens, and so especially for you, it was really interesting to hear you say that. So was your upbringing like a very controlled kind of situation?
Actually, yes. I'm kind of embarrassed to say this because I wouldn't want my mom or dad being judged, you know. But they came from a background, and they had their issues, and I completely understand. I completely understand, you know, and I've forgiven them. So just go out, walk in the sun, stretch up your arms, and say, I forgive you.
Mm.
You know, which I did. And I love them. I love them dearly, and I wish I had them around me. They're not physically here anymore. My mom died when she was 62. She had cancer, and my dad died like 6.5 years ago. And I love them. So no judgment to them. And because of this, I am now who I am, what I am. So thank you, Mom and Dad.
Right, right. Just asking because there's more what I find out as I live longer and longer is that people have more similarities than they do differences. And so for you to have that story, which is a reflection of my my family life as well, we must get to that place of understanding what our parents experienced during their lives and who they were, and that would help explain some of the actions that they took. We don't always get an opportunity to understand and to go along that route, but that is the route to love and to forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. Very much, yes, very much. And I know what they've been through, you know? So, you know, but unfortunately, they were not able to turn their lives around. That's unfortunately because, you know, my mom developed cancer, and sometimes I think, well, why did the cancer happen?
Mm. Question.
Because she didn't love herself, and she was, you know, not being herself. She was not accepting herself, and she projected it all onto me. I understand this very much. I do. So, you know, like 10 years ago, I was like, I'm not going to put up with it anymore. I'm going to create my own life. Which is meant, it's meant for us to have joy. It's meant for us to have a nice job. It's meant for us to be loved. That's it. If you start looking through the eyes of love every second of the day, it's a practice. Then you will realize, you will see your life will change. No judgment. Go one day, which is a tough task. To begin with, okay, let's say go one morning at a time without judgment. Look through the eyes of love. Look through your client or the butcher or your neighbor or the person in the car in front of you. You know, look through the eyes of love. You will see your life will change. No judgment.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. I enjoy speaking with you. It's better than being on Facebook. So I want our callers to know that they can chime in, ask questions, make comments directly to you. If you're already on the line, just push 1. Let me know that you have a comment or a question for Leslie Bano. Or if you're listening via computer or tablet or something like that, you can give us a call at 516-531-9819 and then push 1. This is Sandy with Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show, and we've got such a beautiful spirit in the name of Leslie Van O, who's calling and joining us from the Netherlands. She's the awakening dentist, and she's given her philosophy. She's telling us what her philosophy about life and living actually as it pertains to her practice, but also as it pertains to daily life and how what she would suggest that we do as far as moving around the universe. And just excellent, excellent information. And from listening to Leslie, it just helps me to see the connection that we're all the same, just like she's saying, we're all from love. We're all from the Creator. We're all from God. And so with that being our description, as she so eloquently put it in her introduction in the very beginning, when we look at that as being our place of origin, it does make us all the same. And she's living it. She is living it on a day-to-day basis. And, again, this is my first time having a phone call or meeting Leslie in person because we've only spoken via social media. So it's such an honor for me that she would take this time to be with us to share of herself and so openly and honestly. So, again, if you'd like to share, ask anything to the conversation, please just hit 1 on your dial to let us know you want to speak live on air. Okay, Leslie, we're back.
Yes.
So, again, in listening to you and understanding your philosophy and that, you know, you're saying just do it one day at a time. Just take it one day and apply these methods of inclusiveness, you know, of including people in and not making judgments. That may be very hard for a lot of people to accept.
Yes.
And then they have a list of reasons afterwards why they shouldn't be that way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do life
No, not yet. This year I started to really tell myself to bring this out in the world. So I'm setting all these things up, and that's maybe why our first contact this morning and this evening for me didn't work. It's all new to me, but, you know, I just could not wait anymore to keep it within me. And what I want to share is, indeed, it might be tough for people to do it one whole morning, to look through the eyes of love. Just start with then maybe an hour a day, 1 hour. You know, remember yourself in some way. I used to wear some kind of a bracelet, and whenever every time I saw this bracelet, I was like, oh yes, look through the eyes of love, look through the eyes of love. You know, remind yourself and start. No excuses, please. Nothing is an excuse. Yes, but I had to go do this. I had to go do this. Yes, you can go do that, but go do your things and look through the eyes of love. I had to do the laundry this afternoon. I had to go iron. I don't always really like it, right? But then I think,
right.
I'm happy to iron the shirt of my 17-year-old. I'm happy to do this because I have a 17-year-old. I'm happy. I'm lucky. Okay, so no excuses, no more, because your life will change. I promise you. I promise you. If you want to be, if you want it to change, if you don't want it to change, just, you know, stick with your own routines. That's fine too.
So, was there an incident? Any type of event that happened in your life that got you to this understanding of this process of looking through the eyes of love?
Yes. When I had this huge financial issue, I suddenly thought, well, what's happening here? What's happening here? Usually all the things I take on, I'm successful in because I do it from the heart, you know. Do things from the heart and you will succeed. But this financial issue, I was like, what's happening? You know, I couldn't take it anymore. I came into the office and I smashed the chair into the walls. I was like, what's happening? And my financial situation, I don't know what I'm doing. You know, I was dragged to court from my former colleague because she didn't like my choice. And then I suddenly heard this voice. This voice telling me to read. And I was like, you know, this story is also in Time to Rise.
Okay.
This voice told me to read. And I was like, read? Read what? And then I remembered 3 years prior to that moment, I'd received a book from my assistants. And I was like, I have to read this book. So when I came home, I ran up the stairs and got the book. And, you know, the first page, it slapped me right into my... I got slapped right into my face. It said, money and spirituality can go together. And I knew I was spiritual already, but I had always cursed the money. You know, I was like, I give you a filling and you give me a banana. Because I didn't want to talk about money. But then I heard, you know, you have to be thankful for money, like you have to be thankful for yourself and love yourself. You have to love money. So I started a whole process. So I, through this moment, by being in despair about, for me, about the money, or maybe for somebody else to be in bad health, or I don't know what, be in a car wreck every day. I don't know how to explain. But you have to, not you have to, you want to look for yourself. What is this moment telling you? Why am I in this situation? What is Source telling me? Source is telling you something. So my financial situation turned around for the better because I did the work. You can read it in my book.
Yes, yes, great.
And it didn't only, first of all, my financial situation turned around because I finally started to love myself. Self-worth, worthy of self. And once you find yourself worthy of things, the money will get to you.
Mm.
Or other things will come to you. It's the law of attraction. It's all about the law of attraction. It's all about how universe wants us to be, or God wants us to be, Source wants us to be. That's who we are. That's why we came here for. We came here on Earth to experience joy, wealth, health, happiness. But many of us think that's not true. Well, who am I to deserve this? You are big to deserve this. Everybody is.
Yes. And what I find unfortunate about this whole situation, but then also the blessing in it, is how we were raised, you over in the Netherlands, me here in the United States, with a very, very, very similar background with our parents and how we were made to feel about our authentic self, about our value as a person, and now mm-hmm. to come around full circle to understanding and appreciating. So perhaps our generation
is the generation that's going to break that those strings to all the darkness and bring light to the world.
Yes.
Woo-hoo!
We have to bring light to the world, and I wish everybody would realize, you know, in whatever situation you are, wealth, health, you know, you name it, you can get out of it. You don't believe it now. That's because you have been thinking and thinking and thinking the same thing over and over and over again. You know, and thoughts create a belief. So now create different thoughts. You will create a different belief, and you will get out of it because we are all meant to be. We are all meant to be rising, rising, rising stars.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, yeah. We've got our first caller, Leslie. It's Diane. She's here in Atlanta with me. Diane, welcome to the show.
Hi, Diane.
Diane, are you on mute? I'm not sure.
I'm here.
I'll leave her line open. I'm not sure what's happening. You can continue, though, Leslie, and I'll let her know that we can't hear. So, see what happens.
Okay.
But she sent me a message that she had pressed 1 and that I hadn't responded. So I know she's there.
Is she there?
I'm here. I did have it on mute. Sorry.
Oh, no problem.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, Dr. Leslie. What a
Hi.
Joy.
Thank you.
Joy. Thank you so
thank
much,
you,
Sandy.
So
you know I love you.
Thank you.
So on topic. I can't wait to read your book, Time to Rise. I'm so excited about 2018 because, you know, it's going to be just a big explosion of people who are conscious and really ready to get on down and do the work of love.
Oh, yes, so much. I'm walking here in my office with goosebumps. You telling me this. I'm goosebumps. Thank you.
You know, I'm listening to you, and I love the way that your introduction about we are all humans. We are spirits. And if people would only get that we are all the same. We are one. Just like it's one God, we are all one. We are all gods.
True. That's true.
And I believe that our parents did the best that they knew how.
Absolutely. They did their best. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you, whatever book you read, you know, the Bible, whatever your faith is, or you know, whatever you believe in, it's a simple concept. Love.
Mm-hmm. That's
love.
The only concept. It's the
it is.
Only concept. You know, treat everybody with love, and you know your life will explode for the better. That's it. That's all.
That's it. But why do we have such a? Because I think that is messing the whole planet up. Self worth, no love. Because if you don't love yourself, I mean, nobody else has a chance. I mean, what happened? And what could we do? I guess all we could do is be examples for others to follow.
Yes, of course. But, you know, many people don't want to follow. Just they...
Leslie, we're not...
Yeah, you're breaking up.
Right. Leslie.
Yes? Yes.
your brain. There's a lot of.
Yeah, hold on, Leslie.
Can you
say something
me?
Now, Leslie?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Okay. You're very clear now. But would you mind answering Diane's question again, because we didn't hear what you had said.
No, Diane, go ahead.
No, just, you know, we were talking about love and self-worth, and, you know, you kind of broke up there.
But, you know, some people or a lot of people don't want to change. They get stuck in negativity, which is an addiction also. You know, a scientist has found out that the same chemical substances are in your blood. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. The same chemical substances are released into your brains when you know, taking heroin. As well as I'm not familiar with it, honestly. As with negative thoughts. So negative thoughts is an addiction. You know, I'd rather you know, hang around in this negative environment. I'm sick, you know, but who cares? I don't care. I'm sick. I don't care. I'll rather, you know, stick in this environment. You know, there's a quote. It says, "People fear the unknown." I don't agree. People fear the known, because if they go there, it might be scary. But that's the best thing you can do.
Yeah, that's good. But you know what? In order to do the right thing, in order to do what's good, you have to work at that.
Yeah,
you have to work at that.
Yeah, you know, but now people did the unconscious work, because they let other people choose for them, so it was not a conscious work, and that's why they ended up in this maybe, you know, bad health situation. But now you have to turn it around, and you have to do the conscious work. Do you know? I'm very fit. I go to the gym twice a week. I'm very fit. I have to do the work, because I want these muscles. I want to look good. I want to have this good life. But I have to do the work. You know, I thank my personal trainer and say thank you for you know, having such a great time with me. and he said, well, you showed up. You show up every time. That's true. You have to show up. Show up in your own life.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm taking notes like 9,000 over here, so I appreciate your nuggets of wisdom, Leslie. You're such an inspiration and motivation for wanting to do something different with your life, and to see the value in being the light through all of that by looking through the eyes of love. That's powerful, very powerful.
Yeah. Well, I'm a motivational speaker also. So, you know, if somebody would like to contact me for maybe seminars, I'll be very happy to do so. Very happy. You know, if only, you know, one person could change through this interview, Sandy, I'd be very, very happy.
Well, I'm sure you've got that one. and as we replay it, there will be more, because your message is just extremely, extremely powerful. And
oh, wow.
It's for everyone to get it. And people, will see the simplicity in it, because you're not asking somebody to go to a conference or to do anything other than just a little simple. Look through the eyes of love. If you can't do
it,
from here going forward, then just take an hour a day, you know, just but start practicing that. And that to me right there is a change, a game changer for real.
Yes, very much. And, you know, if you don't make an hour, 5 minutes. 5 minutes 1 week, 10 minutes next week, 15, you know, within a month you'll have maybe half an hour. I don't know. I'm not so good at math.
We don't have to worry about the math. You're good at other stuff.
Baby steps.
Yeah, I like that. And I, you know, because like I said, you know, there's maybe that was just the air in our parents' generation. You know, with the the shame and the guilt and whatever other mechanisms that they use to survive during their time frame. And then, like I said, you know, our generation is to come to get the knowledge and then to share that knowledge. That's what you're doing. And I am so utterly pleased to have been able to connect with you and to get you as a guest on the show to touch so many lives and to make a difference in a very positive manner. I was surprised also, not surprised maybe, but was intrigued when you were talking about negativity as an addiction. That was really interesting as to the endorphins that are released through your brain and everything. That was really something.
Yeah. Once you know this, you know, this is also so powerful. Negativity is an addiction. You know, just go around, you know, on vacation. When I'm on vacation, you know, I hear all these people complaining. Ah, the food and blah, 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 and this and that. Oh, the plane and the luggage. And I'm like, you're on vacation. Say thank you.
Right.
It's always the negative stuff, the weather. Oh, it rains. I don't care. You know?
Yeah. Like, it is extremely cold here in Atlanta. It is extremely cold, but that just means I put on more clothes. You know,
yes.
I layer up.
You can't complain.
But I like that note.
Yeah?
No, I was going to say I like that exercise of no judgment, because that's where we get into that negativity, you know, making something right or something wrong, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, who says something is right and who says something's wrong?
Right.
Yeah. I might think it's right, and you might think it's wrong. And what is right and what is wrong? The only thing that's right is love. All else is not true.
I love it. Absolutely. Because when you look through the eyes of love, there's no need for judgment.
Yes. That's all.
That's
nothing
beautiful.
Nothing else to add. That's it. That's all.
Right. Right. Exactly. Well, we've got about 10 minutes left in the show. So if there's any additional knowledge, wisdom, information you care to share with the audience, now would be the time. We're so honored, I mean, just humbled by your acceptance of this invitation to be on the show, to share from your doorhouse of wisdom. It has just been an exceptional experience being able to share with you today, Leslie, and we appreciate you for who you are, for sharing the truth of who you are, where you are. And so we love you and we bless you and we appreciate you. And you want to give us like your contact information or any type of closing you would like to do, the floor is wide open for you.
Well, Sandy, I am honored to be on your show. I love to share this, and thank you so very much. And obviously, I have so much more to talk about. And my own book will come out this year. And you know, I would like to talk or email with your listeners. I'll be happy to share. And please look out for my website, which is about to be released, I hope, at the end of January. It's www.theawakeningdentist.com. You can already contact me through Leslie with IE at theawakeningdentist.com. And I'll be happy to share more knowledge. And my book, Drilling Into My Emotions, will come out this year. You know, I could be on air for like the next 24 hours with you, Sandy. But, you know, on Earth we have time. I'm sorry?
So your book is entitled Drilling Into My Emotions.
Yes.
Excellent. I love that title.
Thank you. It will come out some month this year. Don't know when yet.
Okay.
I want to thank all the listeners. And again, I appreciate it, and I love knowing you, Sandy. Thank you so much.
Oh, I love talking with you and sharing with you and getting you as a new friend as well.
Well, yes.
So, yeah. So we still have about 5 minutes or so. Can you tell us about what your book is going to be about? Is it a life story, or is it about your dentistry, or what are you going to be focusing on in your book?
It'll be a combination of the drilling, so real dentist stories, and the emotions. It's my private life and how it's combined. And one thing I would like to give to you all is dentistry. The earthly dentistry is we get cavities sometimes, right? And
right.
Cavities is, you know, caries, the disease, the dental decay. Caries is a disease, and you are the cure. So you can all try to prevent, not try, you can prevent it by not only brushing, but also brushing in between your teeth. And this is a huge, huge issue, which I see in new clients because they haven't heard about it. And every new client I see have bleeding gums. You can have bleeding gums because you don't clean well in between your teeth, or bleeding gums because you have these private issues. You know, we are spiritual beings on Earth, so we have earthly issues like not cleaning well but eating the sugars. And we are spirits. You know, so if we don't live up to our own self, capital S, you get these problems. So accepting yourself, feeling worthy, and therefore cleaning in between your teeth, it's the perfect combination for not getting any more dental decay. I promise you. Money back guaranteed.
Great. We do have another caller. Three, would you give us your name, where you're calling from, please?
Yes, Sandy and Leslie O, and also Diane and other listeners. My name is Star, and I'm calling from Vancouver, Washington. And
hi.
I have just been just listening because, hey, you need stuff to say that my ears were just dancing with delight. It is so amazing to hear from a holistic dentist. So many of us have basically gone through the same kind of experiences that Sandy talked about. Someone you have never met before now have their hands in your mouth and, you know, doing mm-hmm. all kind of jerky stuff and hurting stuff. And, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. what a delight to be able to come to a dentist and have such a gentle, kind, nurturing experience. Is there any way that you can be cloned so you can be around the world for everyone?
I've been trying.
This is
I've
awesome.
Been trying to, but I've been trying to, but I'm kind of unique.
Well, not
like everybody.
No, not really. No, I have to disagree with you. You are not kind of unique. You are absolutely freaking unique, and it is amazing. It's awesome, and I just also want to add to this conversation that that Sandy found out about you through the Love, Life, and Wellness Global page
yes.
on Facebook. And
mm-hmm.
I just kind of want to plug that group page in case some of the listeners do not know about it, because on that page, I mean, people like you, holistic thinking people, are gravitating to it, which is once again helping to bring Sandy Rogers, the diva of wellness, her ideas to the world. And
mm-hmm.
so thank you, Sandy, and thank you, Leslie, and thank you,
yeah.
Diane, for all being a part of that page, that group page. So we are here to assist the world in a more kinder, gentler, more effective, holistic way of healing our sacred bodies. Ashe,
oh, wow.
Ashe, Ashe, O. And I will throw my name in that group of people as well, Star Waters.
Thank
yes,
you
ma'am.
So much for your nice words.
That's kind
Thank
words.
You so much. Yeah. Lovely.
Thank you,
Sandy.
Thank you,
so
thank you Leslie. Oh,
You're
my
welcome.
God.
Thank
you,
Star.
Thank you.
I appreciate You're that and appreciate you for sharing the contact information.
Thank you.
I'll say it again. Love, Life, and Wellness Global Facebook group page.
Great.
Be there or be square.
Dare to be there.
We dare.
You can all find me also through my Facebook page, Leslie Van Oostenbrugge, the Awakening Dentist. Oostenbrugge.
I love that. Oostenbrugge. So it's double O S T E N B R U G G E. Oostenbrugge.
Van Oostenbrugge. We have like
love it.
Your G is our G, Leslie van Oostenbrugge.
So you're giving us all a lesson here in language, so we appreciate that as well. Oh, this has been an absolutely amazing, amazing show. I have learned so much from you, Leslie, and I appreciate you being so open with us and sharing again from your well of knowledge and wisdom. And we look forward to getting your book, the one that you're currently in, Time to Rise, and we'll be looking forward to your new book, Drilling Into My Emotions, and also the release of your webpage, website.
Yes.
So that's www.theawakeningdentist.com. If you have any questions or concerns or just want to talk with Leslie, you can reach her at Leslie, that's L-E-S-L-I-E, at theawakeningdentist.com. She is on Facebook at Leslie Van Oostenburger, O-O-S-T-E-N-B-R-U-G-G-E. And with such pleasure, honor, love, and respect for Dr. Leslie Van O, we appreciate you. And just keep sharing your light and sharing the love and the universe. We all need it. And thank you for sharing such a powerful message with us.
Thank you very much, Sandy. Well, no more words left, I guess. I'm flying high, flying high.
Well, good, good. And we hope to see you and to be able to have you back, especially when you release your new book or if you want to come back on before then and we can figure out this Skype thing, we can do it that way. And I want to give a special thank you to Diane and to Star for sharing in the conversation. And for enlivening the conversation here today on Life, Love, and Wellness with Sandy Rogers Show.
Thank you.
All right. So that's it for us. We look forward to seeing you again right here on Life, Love, and Wellness. Until then, again, we love you, we bless you, and we wish you nothing but wellness. We'll see you next time.
Okay, thank you, Sandy. Love you.
Thank you. Oh, love you.
Bye.